You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. April 24th, 1915, for generations of Armenians, that date marks the beginning of a treacherous and brutal start to the mass killings and expulsion of more than 1.5 million Armenians from their ancestral homelands by the Ottoman Turks. Since the genocide of 1915, Armenians have been scattered all over the world after being forced from their homeland, surviving, creating, and cultivating vibrant diaspora communities. Here in California, from Fresno to Los Angeles, the Bay Area, and here in Sacramento, our state is home to the largest Armenian-American population outside of modern-day Armenia. And like so many immigrant communities, Armenian-Americans trace their roots to find out where their families came from. Their history is a window into their families, their culture, and their values. Filmmaker Ani Hovhannissian was born in Fresno, raised in Los Angeles, and lives there now. It took several journeys to trace her Armenian lineage in modern-day Turkey, and along the way uncovered the buried secrets of her family's past in her documentary, The Hidden Map.
7,000 miles away in Los Angeles, I, an American Armenian, was living cut off from the physical touch of my roots. My grandparents' voices and a lifetime of longing drove me across the world to find my beginnings. That's when I met this Scottish explorer.
What's your name?
Stephen Sim.
Now, we're off to uncover places not found on modern maps, civilizations that have vanished from the face of the earth.
I'm looking for Ermeni.
No Ermeni. Eski. No
Ermeni. Ermeni buradan gitti, göç etti.
Forbidden, sir. Don't photo.
There it goes.
If somebody maliciously demolished an historic building in Britain, they would be prosecuted.
Where did the Armenians go?
I don't know. You know better than me.
There could be no justification for what was done in these lands.
Probably nowhere else has already so much been destroyed. I'm here to give those monuments a voice.
We have lost past.
Bu bağlar Ermeni bağıdır.
Tarihle artık yüzleşmeliyiz.
Follow the clues. Look beneath the surface, and you'll begin to see the hidden map.
Ani's documentary airs tomorrow night on KVIE at 9 p.m. and again on Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. Ani joins us now to talk about her film. Welcome to Insight.
Good morning, Vicky. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for making the time. Let's start off with your family history and set the stage for your documentary. Where is your family originally from? How did they arrive in the United States? And, you know, you grew up in Fresno and then you now are in Los Angeles.
Well, my family's history, like the history of so many Armenians, probably most Armenians around the world, is that we started in what was Armenia, in historic Armenia, in our ancestral lands of thousands of years. And then in 1915, when the Ottoman Turks decided that it's time to get rid of the Armenians, that they no longer want Armenians there, they set out this horrible plan to get rid of all of us. And what happened is that miraculously, while most were killed, some against all the odds survived. And my family, my grandparents, were among those who survived. And my father's parents ended up in the San Joaquin Valley shortly after the genocide in Fresno. So my father was actually born in Tulare, California, but my mother's parents, also survivors with stories that are so gruesome and so painful that it's difficult to even repeat and hear. But imagine in my grandfather's case, going back to his village and finding that everybody was murdered, all 11 of his brothers and sisters, his parents, his grandparents, or my other grandfather who saw his mother and 2-year-old brother and with baby in her, inside, yet to be born, being let off on death march. And my other grandmother, who was taken in and actually kept by a Turk, and that's why she survived. She survived because she was taken in and became a servant to that Turk. But all these different stories, you asked me a simple question. Here I go into times and into realities that are so real, though 100 years ago. I'll also say that my mother's family ended up not in the United States in the beginning, but they ended up in Kharkov, Ukraine, where we see such horrors today. And during World War II, my mother's family had to, during Stalin's purges, go to Germany to survive. And they were in German work camps. And then from Germany, they made it to the San Joaquin Valley, where my mother and aunt worked in the fields. And before going, my mother went on then to become a doctor, one of two female doctors at UCSF in times when women, and certainly immigrant dark women, didn't do things like that. So I come from a family not only of survivors, but of spectacular stories of resilience. And all Armenians are like that. And that's what makes the Armenian diaspora. So yes, I was born in Fresno, grew up in LA, but spend a whole lot of time in Fresno and my Armenian roots.
Yeah, and because of that history that you shared, I mean, that laid the foundation for building a life here in California, but also staying deeply connected to your Armenian roots. How did that converge with a career path into journalism and filmmaking?
I always knew that I wanted to tell our story because I grew up with the stories of our grandparents. And imagine not only our grandparents, but growing up in this little humble home, going every weekend to Fresno, to this neighborhood of Armenians. And it was like a little microcosm of historic Armenia with survivors from Kharpert and Mush and Erzurum and Van. And these are all historic Armenian places. And having a father who's a professor of Armenian history at UCLA, who had gathered over 1,000 interviews of survivors. So growing up with that background and always being interested in storytelling and people, and not just of Armenians, but of all of humanity. There are stories that I worked for 20 years in television before making this film. And every day it was a new story about different cultures, about medicine, about discovery. And so for me, becoming a broadcast journalist was just a natural thing, full of curiosity, full of interest in humanity and in sharing stories. And the Armenian story that has been silenced for so long and that people don't know about, the world really has forgotten it, even though at the time of the genocide, the world condemned the Turks and said, "You will pay." But that didn't happen. And so Armenian voices have been somewhat silenced, and there is a need to be heard. And maybe my voice and my career path and my filmmaking is a little bit of a pathway for that voice to be heard.
Yeah, all of those lived experiences culminated into this film, The Hidden Map, which is very much an Armenian story, but deeply personal to you as a journalist. Before we get into the film, can you just explain geographically where on the map your documentary is focused on?
Sure. Well, if you look at a map of Turkey today, Armenians for centuries, that was, and parts of that were Armenia. For thousands of years, Armenian civilization has grown there far before it was Turkey. But the part that I really focus on, while I have traveled from the western tip and very cosmopolitan Istanbul to the furthest east, where you see Mount Ararat and you see Kars, and then that borders the tiny bit of Armenia which remains, which is not even a tenth of what it used to be. But the part of Turkey and historic Armenia that I focus on is kind of the eastern part of Turkey. So when you look at a map of Turkey and you head eastward, you will see the places and the people and the stories of the hidden map.
Where did the name come from, the hidden map?
The name came from the explorations and the discoveries that while I was in historic Armenia, going to these lands that have been forbidden for Armenians, and the story has been forbidden and denied, and Turkey does everything in its power to deny that the genocide ever happened, to kind of hide that Armenians even existed. But in while I was filming this, and not even filming it, but just discovering the lands and stories of the past, I realized, and in conversation with Stephen Sim, whom you will meet in the film, a Scottish explorer, this term came up, the hidden map. This came to be because beneath the map of modern day Turkey, as you see it today, there are so many other maps of Armenia as it used to be. And under those, or within those, live the stories and the relics and the voices and the creation and the schools and the churches and the monasteries and the destruction. Yet still the resurrection and the existence of all those things for those who know to look beneath the surface of modern day Turkey to discover and uncover the hidden map.
Yeah. And you did that. And you mentioned Steve, who is a Scottish explorer. The two of you crossed paths when you were on your own journey, you know, tracing back your family lineage. And Stephen is not he's not Armenian. He is, in his words in the documentary, he is Scottish. How serendipitous was it to cross paths with an explorer on a similar path as yours?
Wow, I get chills thinking about it, because very few people go to explore historic Armenia. I mean, it's just relics, and it's for those who know and care. And in the case of Armenians, it's just recently that people have gone back, and it's been with the help of people like Armen Aroyan and the National Association for Armenian Studies and Research, these groups that have come together, and my father is a historian, taking small groups of brave pilgrims to find their family homes and find the Armenian past. And again, it's a very recent thing, because people are not allowed to talk about the Armenian history and past and truth and existence there. But we know why we're interested in it. So the few brave people go and find and touch their past. But for me to have gone, and that's what I did with a group, but for me to have gone and to be in this old Armenian house in Kayseri, Gesaria, Armenians call it, and to see this man who is clearly not Armenian, he's very, very fair with blondish hair, and I just knew he's not Armenian, but he was taking pictures of all the corners and cracks and details of
and drawing sketches too.
And I'm thinking, who is this man? And I do what I do. I ask questions with my little consumer camcorder rolling at all times. I said, who are you? And he was taken aback. He said, who am I? He was like, who are you? He said, I'm Stephen Sim. And I said, what are you doing here? And he said, I'm recording what's left of Armenia, because in 5-10 years, there may be nothing left. And we say that, and he says that, but at the same time, he knows, and I know, that as much as Turkey tries to destroy everything and has destroyed almost everything, all physical and other evidence, that there will always be something left for who someone who wants to find it. So anyway, was it serendipitous? Was it meant to be? I don't know. But that coming together of an Armenian and a Scotsman who were interested in the same root, in the same story, but coming from different but same worlds, that was the spark that turned this fire that's been inside me to make a documentary about the Armenian people, because it had to be done. I needed the world to hear this story. That's what made it happen.
You know, this premise of the film is tracing your people's history, but it also takes a personal turn as well for your own direct family lineage. You're incredibly close to your grandparents, as you just laid out in the first question I asked you in our conversation. I'm going to play a really poignant clip in your film about a red jug and how it has a direct tie to your family lineage. And then we'll chat about it after, but take a listen.
I had taken Family of Shadows, a book about my family, with me, and reading from it, I imagined how it had happened.
In the summer of 1915, the Armenians began to walk. They followed the gendarmes southward in the direction of Malatya and the river Euphrates. For a brief moment, the Armenians were allowed to stop by the village fountain, where Bazmashen's singing women once had filled their red jugs. This is in a hole at the edge of old Bazmashen. Maybe this is part of a red jug that they used.
The red jug that they wrote about.
Oh.
Just read about it.
The jug.
Holding on tight to the jug that someone close to me had held, my grandfather's voice flooded my mind.
And this follows a point where you kind of lost hope that you would get that personal connection, and then you find a piece of a red jug, the handle buried in the dirt. It reminded me of when Stephen, that Scottish explorer, said, "It's almost as if the land has a memory."
The land has a memory, and it brings tears to my eyes now, remembering and thinking about what it felt like to go to my grandfather Kaspar's village of Bazmashen. Bazmashen in Armenian and English means a place of many homes, and to find nothing there except for a donkey. And it was flattened, but then to in the soil, almost as if it was waiting for me, deeply entrenched in the soil, but almost calling me to find this handle, which I'm holding right now, of a red jug that maybe my grandmother or someone certainly from Bazmashen drank from as they were being led off to the death marches. And I think of my grandfather Kaspar and how he was 13, 14 years old maybe, when his mother, pregnant mother holding the little baby, was led off and separated from him. He was taken actually by a Kurd, and that's why he was saved as slave labor. But still, it all came to life for me there in Bazmashen. And this jug, it just is, it's a part of me. It's living evidence. It's a link. It's a tangible, palpable link to my past and to our past and to this continuum that I feel very strongly that we still belong to. You know, Bazmashen is no longer Bazmashen. It's called Sari Chubuk. They've changed the names. The Turkeys changed the names of thousands of villages and cities and towns. They've tried to change everything, but the soil is still the same. And the memory is still there. It's there to be found. And it's even there in the people who've inherited our land. So, yes, it was very moving to find this handle of a red jug that somehow I believe belongs to all of us.
It's like in your film, you know, when a gentleman said towards the end of your documentary that Armenians may be scattered all over the world, but their hearts are here in this sense of belonging. Given that you traveled, you did a total of, I believe, 4 trips to put this film together. And earlier this year, a recent earthquake and subsequent aftershocks in Turkey hit right in those areas that you visited, which is just devastating for everyone. How does that make you feel? What are you hearing about the people that live there and the people that you cross paths with?
Actually, at least a couple of the people whom I met were killed. Armenians, hidden Armenians. When I say hidden Armenians, these are people who have grown up in Turkey. And these are people who descend from survivors who grew up in Turkish or Kurdish homes and had to take on that identity in order to survive. And then their children and grandchildren just became that. But then somehow this connection to their Armenian identity, it comes out, and the longing for it comes out, and the need for that identity comes out. And I met so many people there in Turkey who have Armenian roots and are clinging to it. And even non-Armenians, Turks and Kurds, who want to come to terms with that horrible past and accept the wrong of their forebears. So that's a very big thing. But the soulful pain of knowing that so many people perished in that earthquake, and people whom I met who lost homes. I mean, in my film at the end, there is an Armenian church in a place called Diyarbakir, Dikranagir, for Armenians. It's a 14th century Armenian church with 7 altars, the largest in the Middle East. And it was brought back to life in Turkey, in Dikranagir. And it became a haven for people to go and explore their identity. And now that church is kind of serving as a gathering place for survivors, Armenians and non-Armenians alike. But the Armenian churchkeeper lost his home, so his family is living almost like in a tent or something. So it's tragedy upon tragedy upon tragedy, but such resilience and such courage and such strength that this strong feeling that Armenians and all of humanity will carry on lives deep in me.
Ani, thank you so much for taking the time, and congratulations for putting together such a powerful documentary and film.
Thank you. I am very pleased that I had this opportunity to be here, and I am so thankful that PBS is airing it, and PBS KVIE is airing it tomorrow night and Sunday. And I hope that everybody could join me in this journey.
We appreciate you as well. Ani Hovhannissian is an Armenian-American documentary filmmaker, and the documentary that she put together, The Hidden Map, airs tomorrow, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. on KVIE. It will re-air again Sunday morning, starting at 7:30 in the morning. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.